Wisconsin Beavers will be back in action on Friday at home against the Ulysses Tigers in their lone matchup of the year. We got a couple of newcomers to the show here on the basketball side for the boys here, a couple of juniors, and let the first one get the headset. And it's going to be a junior post player in Sage Steckline. How are you doing this evening?
Not too bad. How are you doing, Adam?
All right. Well, doing all right. Thank you. Well, this year you out for basketball. How do you like it so far?
It's been pretty good. It's nice, you know, to have something to look forward to week in and week out. So,
all right. And you've really had a, you know, big role. You play a lot of JV, come in a little bit on varsity, but a lot of your contributions are also in practice, helping the varsity get better. And what are some of the things that you try to do here as you've been going on throughout the season?
You know, I just try to help where I can. You know, I don't always have to do like one thing great, but I try to do like a lot of little things good, and just, you know, kind of help everyone out, like you said, during practice, during games, do the little things that not everyone else is doing at the time.
What do you feel like your role is overall on this team?
I think I'm someone who can come in, you know, and like I said, do a lot of different things, because I have an advantage in my height and, you know, just different things, be able to not just do one thing, but be able to help all across the board.
You know, a little point guard or, you know, something like that. No, I'm kidding. But I don't know. But you have played on the outside a little bit here this year. But, you know, how do you feel like your game has been overall this year, playing JV and then going into varsity?
I think it's been fine. You know, a little bit, you know, kind of where it's my first year playing, I was uncomfortable. And, you know, a lot of it was just easing into that. And, you know, doing what I know I can do is just a matter of, you know, actually doing it.
What's something that maybe the coaches or you think about that you need to try to do to get better at and that you'd like to see more from?
Maybe just look to score more. I've, you know, heard my fair share of that. So, you know, it doesn't have to be scoring, but, you know, just at least having the intent to, because that'll help everyone else in the end.
Hey, you got your first varsity points the other night, so that was pretty exciting, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was kind of cool to finally get that out of the way.
Yeah, so now, you turn your attention to Ulysses on Friday here, and, just – three more home games, then five games overall this season. Goes too fast, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Once again, it is junior Sage Steckline joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thanks again for joining me. And were you on for tennis last year? I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've been on here before, so it's been good. So, well, good luck to you coming up here.
All right. Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, junior Sage Steckline joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Another junior joins us here, and he also got his first varsity point the other night. And Brendan Bailey, how are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm pretty good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. Well, you've been up into the junior varsity ranks here this year, and what's that? And to the varsity as well here as a late. What I was going to try to say there, but how's that been for you?
You know, it's been pretty good. Being around those guys is a lot of fun. All of them are super nice and super hyping me up, and it's just been a fun season.
What is something you've done to really improve to put yourself to be able to suit up not only JV but also varsity?
You know, this year I stopped focusing on more of me trying to get scores and boards, and kind of focused on, well, if I can get my teammates involved, that'll make me look good, that'll make them look good.
How's that been for you?
Well, that's been pretty good. You know, I feel like I've improved my game by stepping up on defense and trying to get my teammates involved a lot more.
Is it kind of the old adage, the defense will get you on the court? I mean, is that kind of how you've kind of treated it that way?
Yeah, my defense has lacked the past 2 years on C team and JV, so I felt like if I could get my defense better, then I have a chance of seeing more playing time.
Well, you've been in varsity a few times here this year, a few games, and you got that first varsity point at the line the other night. What was that moment like for you?
You know, after I had missed both my free throws, that was pretty disappointing, and then I missed the three against Lions. That first shot, I was like, shoot, well, let's try this one. And I wasn't expecting it, but it went in, and I was like, dang, that actually went in. I was not expecting that.
And you're like, it's about time, huh?
Yeah, it was about time.
All right. As you go forward here through the rest of your junior season, what's something you'd like to maybe get better at?
Definitely dribbling with the ball up. I've heard, like Sage with his shooting, I've definitely heard my fair share of look up when you dribble from my teammates and my coaches, so I'd like to get better at that.
And a couple of you two here play a lot of JV here together, and what's that like being out there, being some of the older ones on the JV, helping that out, helping the future out?
You know, it's a lot of fun because I know like some things that I can see and I can help them out, and especially where like their future, the basketball program, it's nice to help them out.
All right. Once again, Junior Brendan Bailey joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thanks again, and keep up the good work here, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, Junior Brendan Bailey joining us here tonight from Scott City Ace Hardware here, as we will now get Coach Brian Gentry here momentarily. Once again, Scott City and Ulysses coming up here on Friday night at the Scott Community Event Center. Should be a nice evening for that. Hey, Coach Brian Gentry joining us here. Got anything there?
There we go.
There we go. Well, I just thought I'd make sure you're paying attention. But no, you know, it was a good effort for your team last night. Somehow, I don't know what it was. you guys were able to get the maintenance people to check the size of your rims in the first half. But it just, man, it was just one of those rough nights shooting. But you guys did a lot of other good things last night. Just didn't show up on the scoreboard.
Yeah, the front page of the record might have a lid over a basket, I think. So I think that's what Rod was going to go with. no, you know, they put a lot of pressure on you, and they tend to speed you up a little bit. And that's one of the things that we've been working on, you know, with games like Hugoton and Southeast Saline. You know, we've kind of had that tendency to not, you know, effectively run our offense. And last night was kind of the same, just little things, you know, setting up cuts, you know, reading your defender, things like that. I mean, but they go a long way for us, and just didn't execute on that side of it. But, man, we really got after it defensively. I thought, you know, after watching film especially, we're in pretty good positioning, you know, 99% of that game. And, you know, and that goes back to that. That's probably the only way that we're in the game. You know, you make seven shots. You know, granted, we made 23 free throws, but you know, you only make seven field goals, you're probably getting blown out most of the time. So a big, you know, hats off to our defense for just allowing us to have a chance in that game. And, you know, we had some opportunities late to cut into that lead even deeper and make it a little bit more interesting, and just couldn't get the basket to go. But overall, very pleased with their effort. Mm-hmm. We just have to be a little bit more intentional with what we're doing offensively.
Phil, have you ever been part of a game, or I know it's got to be pretty rare, that you actually score more from the foul line than you do field goals? I mean,
never. I don't think I've ever seen it, ever. And not only – it wasn't like we outscored ourselves from the free throw line by 1 point. It was like seven, you know, so I've never seen that before. And the game, I think, for everybody that was there, I mean, it was so choppy because of all the fouls. And I mean, I didn't think the officials did a bad job. I thought you know, they were pretty consistent and did a good job. And that was one of those type of games. I don't think I've ever been a part or seen in a box score ever where that's happened.
You take a look at the body of work here in the month of January. Another pretty tough one, but for the most part, I know – you had a couple of games that got away from you. You guys were involved with a lot of good teams here for quite a while in those games.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, going back to the, you know, the Hugoton game early on in the season, you know, we were at six, little defensive transition breakdown, gets it to 9.5, and they go on a run. You know, bring them back here. We've got it at 8, and, again, they go on a big run because they don't need a lot of help. But at Southeast Lane game was kind of the same. We stayed in there and we battled. We got the lead down, you know, into single digits, and they go on a little bit of a run. So, you know, the big thing is you know, not going through those big droughts. And, you know, last night, you know, the baskets weren't going, but we were still getting to the line a lot, you know, and that's really what helped us. But, you know, our guys continue to compete. They continue to play hard. They're a joy to be around. I mean, you can't ask for anything else, you know, especially on a night like that. You know, last night, you know, they could have came in today with their heads down, but they didn't. They just showed up and tried to get better. And you know, that's all I can ask of these guys is, you know, basketball season, winter sports season in general are really long, and it hasn't seemed like it this year.
I can't believe we're down to the final stretch of games here for the regular season. Five to go. You get two of those in a row here in a home Friday night with Ulysses and Tuesday Lake, and some pretty big games coming up here. And I don't want to ever say that a schedule gets easier, but I think that you guys have the opportunity to pick up some pretty good confidence here with some wins, and hopefully for you guys that starts with maybe a deceiving team with Ulysses on Friday.
Yeah, I would think that's a good characteristic. I mean, they get after it. I mean, they're gonna line up and pressure you, very active with their hands, get their hands on a lot of passes, and you know, defensively they kind of mix up. Most of the time they're sitting in a zone, but they're still very active in it, you know, and if you get them on a night where they get hot, I mean, they're going to be dangerous because defensively they're, you know, they are, you know, they're kind of everywhere, and you don't really know where they're going to be. They rotate a little bit differently than most zones that you would see. So we've got to handle that pressure, and not only handle it, we want to get points on the backside of it. You know, so that's going to be a big part of our, you know, our press offense is getting points on the opposite side. And continuing to play good defense. You know, if we play good defense, that'll lead to our offense. And as you know, kind of alluded to with the schedule, I mean, our schedule has been a grind. I mean, you look at our league, and then you throw in the tournament teams that we played in the non-league teams. I mean, it's a battle. And you know, what better way to get your players' attention than to, you know, to line up and play those teams? So. You know, Ulysses is our primary goal. I haven't watched anything on Lakin. Obviously, I've watched him, but not to scout him by any means. But we already know what they're going to do. You know, they're going to line up and press the whole game and try to get you to turn the ball over. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be three games in a row after last night where we're facing a press. We've got to take care of that basketball. We've got to get quality shots. We got to get a shot to go. You know, I think that's the big thing. And, you know, just having that confidence. And, you know, a lot of guys might lose, you know, a little bit of confidence when the ball doesn't go in. But it wasn't as if, you know, like we couldn't make a lot of shots. Don't get me wrong. But we didn't take a lot of shots.
No.
So, you know, our guys are fine from a confidence standpoint. And again, like I said, they just show up every day and continue to work and get better. And you know, I've really enjoyed being around them. And it's crazy to think that we are at this point of the season already. But once you get past Christmas break, I mean, it flies by so fast, and especially when you're having fun and you're at practice with these guys. So we're going to, you know, take these opportunities to get better and understand that our league opponents that we still have left are going to be really tough. But we're still trying to position ourselves for that sub-state standing.
All right, should be a good one here coming up here once again Friday night, Scott City and Ulysses here at the Scott Community Event Center. Coach Brian Gentry joining me here. And thanks again as always here, Coach. We'll see you on Friday.
All right, thanks, Adam.